This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's leader is pledging to push for victory in 2023 as he and other Ukrainians mark the somber anniversary of the Russian invasion that upended their lives and Europe's security. President Volodymyr Zelensky said February 24, 2022 was Ukraine's longest day, but the country's dogged resistance a year on and has proven that every tomorrow is worth fighting for. On a day of commemorations, reflections, and tears, the Ukrainian president's defiant tone captured the national mood of sorrow and resilience in the face of Europe's biggest and deadliest war since World War II. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the U.S. has imposed more economic sanctions against Russia and its affiliates in the ongoing war in Ukraine.
New U.S. sanctions are imposed on entities that helped Russia evade sanctions, including Russian firms, banks, manufacturers, and some 250 people, including arms dealers and those linked to
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, attending a G20 finance ministers meeting, says previous sanctions have had both short-term and long-term impact. She told Russian officials who were attending the finance meetings that their continued work for the Kremlin makes them, quote, complicit in Putin's atrocities.
And speaking at a news briefing, Defense Department spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says Ukraine will receive about $2 billion.
The security assistance package reaffirms the steadfast support of the United States for Ukraine by committing additional unmanned aerial systems and counter UAS and electronic warfare detection equipment, as well as critical ammunition stocks for artillery and precision fires capabilities that will bolster Ukraine's ability to repel Russian aggression.
And that package uses the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative to provide funding for longer-term contracts. This is VOA News. Turkey has begun work to rebuild homes following this month's devastating earthquakes. That's according to a government official, as a combined death toll in Turkey and Syria surpassed 50,000 people. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
More than 160,000 buildings containing 520,000 apartments collapsed or were severely damaged in the February 6th earthquakes that killed tens of thousands in Turkey and neighboring Syria. The Disaster and Emergency Management Authority announced the death toll in Turkey due to earthquakes rose to more than 44,000 by Friday night. Syria's latest death toll stands at nearly 6,000. Facing an election within months, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has pledged to rebuild homes within a year. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
In an exclusive interview, First Lady Jill Biden says that her husband, Joe, is ready to run for a second term. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
There hasn't been an official announcement. First Lady Jill Biden tells the AP it's Joe Biden's intention to seek re-election.
He says he's not done. He's not finished what he started. And that's what's important.
The First Lady, who took time out of her visit to Africa, says all that's left is a time and a place for the announcement.
Pretty much.
Aides to President Biden have said an announcement is likely to come in April after the end of the first fundraising quarter. I'm Shelley Adler.
Heavy rain and snow continued to pound California and other parts of the West in the U.S. in the latest winter storm to hit the country. Meanwhile, thousands of Michigan residents have been shivering through extended power outages caused by one of the worst ice storms in decades. The weather has closed major roads around the country, caused traffic pileups, schools, and snarled air traffic. The National Weather Service has issued blizzard warnings for California's Sierra Nevada and Southern California's mountains. As much as 5 feet of snow could fall there. A section of what is Interstate 5 is closed in California, and Portland, Oregon is digging out from near-record snowfall that brought the city to a standstill. Israel's new ultra-nationalist government has declared that it will legalize 10 unauthorized outposts in the occupied West Bank. The rare move has intensified the authorities' defiance of international pressure and opened an aggressive new front in Israeli expansion into the West Bank, which Israel captured in the 1967 Mideast War. Most of the world regards Israeli settlements as an impediment to peace with the Palestinians. Even Israeli law considers outposts illegal, as many are built, at least partially, on private Palestinian land. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.